Sometimes I sing, sometimes I pray, sometimes I get homesick and I don't want to stay. I long for that home that's waiting for me just over the river by the beautiful sea. Oh Lord, please help me. Give me courage to stand as I travel through this wilderness land. Help me to do the things most pleasing to you. I want to hear well done when this life here is through. Sometimes I think it's too good to be true. There's a better land when this life here is through. But still I press on, and by faith I can see that beautiful home that's waiting for me. When I leave this old world down here below, the former things no more shall I know. If my children and friends, they fail to prepare, I won't know a thing about it over there. Sometimes I sing, sometimes I pray, sometimes I get homesick and I don't want to stay. I long for that home that's waiting for me just over the river by the beautiful sea. When this life is over, Brother Fred,
God bless you, Lord, we pray.
We're all going to die.
Yep.
Maybe I believe there'll be some here when he comes back, still alive. But I know that death is certain, Brother Kenny. I know that. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. But life is what's so uncertain. But I know, Brother Junior, that life as I know it has even changed in my world now. What do you mean, Brother Terry? I can't do the things I used to do as quick as I used to do them. I'm decreasing every day, Brother Johnny. I'm falling away every day. But some sweet day, Brother Keith, I'm going to a land where there'll be no trouble. There'll be no sorrow. Brother Lon, where there'll only be peace and joy forever and ever. I know that people say, well, you don't know nothing about your salvation. That's between them and God. I know where I was at when God saved me. Brother David, do you have doubts in the flesh? Of course. But Brother David, I can go back to that spot where God saved my soul, Brother Junior, and it gives me the assurance that I'm His and He's mine. I know today that Christ hung on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
But because He hung there, Brother Harvey, didn't automatically save me.
Amen.
But I want you to know that it gave me a way back to the tree of life.
Amen.
Where was that tree of life, Brother? It was in the garden, Brother Junior.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said it wasn't there.
Sure.
But it was, Brother Kenny. Yesterday, and I want you to know, it's still there today. I hear him preaching that he drove him out of the garden because of this and because of that. The Bible said, Brother Junior, he drove him out of the garden. At least he take a hold of the tree of life and live forever. Is that what it says, people?
That's what it says.
I've heard him preach because he sinned, he drove him out. Heard all these things preached, brethren. But I want you to know, because the tree of life was in that garden. Brother Junior, when we went to the Creation Museum, Brother Jim, what an experience that was to see that garden. What an experience it was, Brother John, to see all the things that we saw there. Knowing today that God created everything, Brother Lon, y'all pray just for a minute of time. Knowing, Brother David, that God knew what He was doing when He made this world. Knowing that when He made man, Brother Fred, that He would fail him. But I want you to know that the Bible said that God repented. Somebody said, well, God didn't repent, Brother Corbin. Yeah, but I believe He did, Brother Lon. Yes, God repented that He ever made man. Somebody said, well, we're not required to repent, brethren. The Bible said that it's commanded everywhere, Brother David, for all men to repent and be born again, brethren. I want you to understand, if you're a born again Christian, you know what it's like, Brother Fred. Yes, today, brethren, I'm going, Brother Lon, what being born again is. Somebody said, I don't understand what that is. Brother, y'all pray just for a minute of time. Yes, today, Brother Junior, I want you to know, one time I was alive without the law. But what happened, Brother Junior? The commandments came and sin revived and I died. Well, what made you die, Brother Fred? Unbelief. What made me die? Because God come to me, Brother Junior, and I failed to accept Him, Brother Kenny. Somebody said, I didn't know God when He come, but I want you to know, yesterday I never heard a man speak like this man, Brother Lon, because when He come to me, Brother Fred, I knew who He was. And you all pray just for a minute of time. And I want you to know, when sin come and it revived, Brother Fred, I died. And so therefore, if I died, I needed a birth, Brother Kenny. And I want you to understand, Brother Lon, yes, the only way I could receive a birth was through and by Jesus, brethren. I want you to know, Brother Junior, that I received eternal life one day on Interstate 64. Somebody said, I don't believe that, Brother Keith. But I want you to know, Brother Junior, yeah, one morning, Brother Junior, about the daylight hour, Brother Greg, God come to me, and I want you to know that I knew who He was. And Brother Kenny, yes, I knew Him, Brother Lon. And I want you to understand, I've been praying a long time, Brother Junior, yes, for God to save me, Brother David. But I want you to know, that morning, Brother Junior, I give it all to Him. Brother Kenny, at morning or there, I turned it over to Him, Brother Johnny. I said, here I am, Lord. I've done everything I know to do. It looks like I'm going to die and go to hell. Oh, Brother Fred, and when I turned it to Him, here's what He done. He come in and done that I couldn't do. And I want you to know, He gave me a desire, Brother Lon, to go somewhere else. Where did He give you a desire to go, Brother David? Oh, He told me, I said, go home and tell thy friend what the Lord has done for you, Brother. And I want you to know, I knew where my friends were, Brother John, and He sent me there, Brother Johnny. Oh, Brother Junior, I'm still walking with them. I'm still going with them. And I want you to know, when He saved me, I had a desire to go to the water and be baptized. And Brother Fred, and not for putting away the filth of the flesh. But I want you to know, how to answer a good conscience that God had given me. Oh, Brother Corbin, water. I want you to know I was happy, Brother Lon. God, and I've been obedient unto Him, Brother John. And all these years, Brother Junior, I've walked with Him, and I've been with Him. Have you always been upright? Have you always been perfect, Brother David? Always been perfect, no. But I want you to know there's a perfect man, yeah, on your side, and I want you to know that he brings me under subjection. Yes, they say this man is kept under subjection. Oh, I don't believe that, Brother Junior, but I believe he's brought under subjection. Yes. But I want you to know, oh, Brother David, I know that how greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I know He's able to keep me. I know He's able to keep what I'm, what He saved, Brother Fred. And in that morning, it won't be long, Brother Ron, He'll call my name. And I want you to know, if I be buried in the earth for 1,000 years, Brother John, He'll still know where I'm at. I won't have to worry, Brother Johnny, that He won't find me. And I won't have to worry, Brother Fred, that He won't have the power to get me up in that morning. Oh, and when I raise in His likeness, then I'll be satisfied. Brother David, I'm not satisfied here. The only true pleasure I see for the inward man, Brother Junior, is when I'm in the Spirit. You and I and our loving companion and our dear friends and sisters had a good time this week. But I want you to know it can't compare to what I have in my heart. It can't even hold a candle to it. Brother Lon, I love the fish better than anything that I've ever done. And naturally so, Brother Junior, but it can't compare to God. There's two different men, Brother. There's a natural man, Brother, and there's a spiritual man. But you know what? God the Spirit wants the natural man to enjoy himself while he's here. Here's what my Bible said, Brother David. He'll give your heart's desires to you. He'll give you what you want, Brother Junior. You know, I don't ask for much, Brother Fred. But you know what? When I ask, I turn to God and say, Lord, I want this. And not only that I know, I say I need, but I want, Brother. Somebody said, God won't give you wants to you, Brother John. But He will, Brother Johnny. Somebody said, I don't believe that, Brother Greg. Yeah, but I believe, Brother Fred, He'll give you everything you need to carry you through this world. And Brother David, when time comes, your job is finished here. What's He going to do with you, Brother Junior? He's going to call you home. He's promised me, Brother Kenny, that He'd never leave me, and He'll never forsake me. And Brother Fred, I hear Him saying like this, I'm going to meet Him at the river. I know, Brother, I'm taking Him with me, Brother David, and because He's down inside of me, Brother Junior. He lives in me, and Brother Johnny, He lives inside of me. And I want you to know, I found a friend so true, that'll stick with me, Brother Lon, through the thick and the thin. You all been dear friends to me here at our little church, but you can't compare to God, Brother Junior. You can't compare to John, none of you. And so therefore, I want you to know, when I lay down at night, Brother David, He lays down with me, and He gets up with me in the morning. And you know, and sometimes in the night, Brother David, He'll come into my little room, Brother Kenny. He'll come into my little room, Brother Jim, and He'll come in and say, Terry, Larry, I'm here, Brother Kenny, and I'll get out of my sleep, Brother John, and I'll begin to talk to him, honey. You're laying beside me, and you don't even know that he's there. But I want you to know, Brother Lon, when he comes in, he cheers my life. And when he comes in sometime, I'll say, Lord, I'm hurting so bad. Will you remove the pain, Brother Fred? You know it won't be long, honey, until I'll go back off to sleep for a few minutes. You know what? Because God knows my cries. He said, my children know my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. Brother Junior, he knows my cry. Brother Junior, he knows your cry, Brother Greg. Brother Junior, I can see you laying in the floor crying. Oh, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care? But Brother Junior, he cares for you. Sometimes the road gets a little rough, Scott. Sometimes, my brother, the road seems a little long. Sometimes it seems a little rough, and Brother Fred, oh, but I want you to know he'll make the rough places smooth. Brother David, and he'll take care of all things. That's why I wanted to address you this morning, that I hardly ever do, Brother Greg. I hardly ever dress my crown, Brother Junior, but I couldn't get it off my mind. I wanted to address them, Brother Kenny. I wanted to tell them that I love them. I want to thank you for being part of my life, Brother Fred. And I want you to know it's been a joy to be part of your life. What do you mean, Brother Terry? Don't just call me in times of need. Call me and tell me sometime, Terry, I love you. And it'll be all right, Brother David. Sometime, Brother Kenny, they only call when they need. But Brother Larry, I'm glad to hear from you. Even though you don't need, Brother Junior, love one another as what? As I've loved you. What did he do for you? He died for you. Today, yes, he died for what? For all, and for the sin of the whole world. So therefore, my remarks are going to come to a close. But I want you to know, another year is come and gone, and we're gathered here again. Brother Junior, I want to get down at your feet and wash your feet. And Brother David, I want to get down at your feet and wash your feet. And not because they're dirty, but I want you to know, Brother Fred, what it'd be like for old Brother Paul crossing the desert in his little sandal. They make fun of my sandal, but it's all right anyway. I wasn't put here to please you, Brother Fred, as good as I love you, Brother Kenny. But I want you to know, how can you see Paul coming across the desert with his little sandals on? How do you know he had sandals on, Brother Junior? You read in the Bible where one of his old disciples was in jail, and what did he say? He come down and smote him right on the side. Did he not, Brother Junior? Bind on your sandal and what? And get up and get out of here. But I can see Paul as he come across the maybe the Gaza Strip or somewhere, Brother Fred, I don't know. But he come across the desert, Brother David, and his feet was hot, Sister Tammy. They were covered with sand. Maybe, Brother Junior, how would it feel, Brother Fred, to just douse your feet down in a cool pan of water? How would it feel, Brother Kenny, for one of your brothers to invite you in? Come on in, Brother Paul. We've got food for you. And not only that, Brother Paul, I'm going to wash your feet. And you know what? We only do it one time a year here. But we could do it 10 times, Brother, according to the Bible, if we wanted to. Brother David, somebody said that would be breaking tradition. The Bible says as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me, Brother Kenny. And so therefore, Brother Terry wants to tell you that he loves you. Why do you love him, Brother Terry? Because I'm born to that love, Brother Kenny. Yes, and someday soon, Brother Fred, it's all going to be over. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to stay for eternity? That is the question. May God bless you. I quit.